Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Third hour of our get-together is underway. It is 8:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot going on. Trump is going to pay us $5,000. He gave a speech last night, and it was a big speech. It was full of good stuff, but I heard one thing over and over all night long as I dreamt about this newfound money.
I will issue a dividend to every adult citizen in the United States of America for $5,000.
What are you going to do with your $5,000, Greg?
I think I can find something.
Yes, he's multiplying X into 5,000. Really, four, maybe three very high quality firearms possibly could be on there.
Could be in there. Maybe a little accessory or two for, you know, the
couple
car.
Couple of suppressors, maybe short barreled shotgun or rifle.
BMW accessories. I don't know.
BMW accessory. Yeah. Wow. What a life. Boy, you got it made. All right. At least I know you'll never have to worry about this. And well, you know, there's bars and you don't go to them.
That's true.
There's bars and people do go to them. And there's parking lots in bars.
I always kind of questioned that even as a kid.
Well, so even back in the day, you could be doing the right thing.
Right.
You have a couple of pints.
Yeah.
Right? Having a good time with the boys, Lottie.
Okay.
Having a couple of pints. And you say, I'm not going to take the horse home or the wagon or whatever. I'm going to take a cab.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
You're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
On this day, way back in 1897, a 25-year-old London taxi driver named George Smith became the first person ever arrested for drunk driving after slamming his cab into a building.
But the cab is supposed to keep someone from not driving.
Correct.
Drinking and driving.
You would assume that somebody operating, and in 1897, there's not a ton of people that are experienced at driving anything with a motor.
Good point.
This was extremely new and to some kind of scary technology. And so you can imagine London, 1897, on those cobblestone roads. But you can also figure out that what do you think the thing had? 2.5 brake horsepower?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It probably moved at all. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. How fast was he going? Yeah, he took a corner kind of wide and ran into a building. No. I mean, you literally have to have passed out probably for a day in a building. And yeah, he pleaded guilty. And he was fined 20 shillings. He became an unlikely footnote in automotive history when at 12:45 a.m. that morning, his electric cab, yes?
Oh, yeah.
See how new technology isn't always so new as they try to tell you? Electric cab lurched off the road and crashed into a building on New Bond Street in Mayfair, breaking a water pipe and the heading of a window. How do you do damage like that with something that's could go like maybe 14 miles an hour? The article noted that a police constable spotted Smith's vehicle weaving erratically.
What?
Since it was the only vehicle on the road, I guess it was easy to spot.
Yeah, amongst all the horses or something,
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, when they talked to the driver of the cab, he said, well, I might have had two or three glasses of beer before getting behind the wheel.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I'm making it sound like Ireland, but it was England.
So. Well, a lot of folks can't tell the difference. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
He was one of a handful of drivers employed by the London Electrical Cab Company whose battery-powered taxis, the first propelled vehicle for hire in the city, had only been in service a few weeks when the incident occurred. The new horseless carriages had a battery range of 30 miles and reached a top speed of 9 to 12 miles an hour.
Well, that sounds like some of the new ones. No, I'm just kidding. No, the range.
The range
actually wasn't that bad if you think about it.
No, for technology that's 130 years old.
Yeah.
It's not recorded whether Smith was carrying passengers at the time. So, maybe he wasn't. Maybe. Anyway, yeah, so he was fined the 20 shillings, admonished him for reckless conduct and damaging property and all that. Although the scientific tools to measure intoxication were still decades away, the case set an early legal precedent by extending existing laws against being drunk in charge of a carriage to the burgeoning age of motor vehicles.
Who knew?
So, well, who'd have thought? Invent a car and, once again, humans get involved and screw it up.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting on a lot of different levels. Uh-huh. The time frame, not even 1900 yet,
right.
And the vehicles, the whole force of cabs were all electric powered.
Mm.
People forget that.
Yes,
wasn't
they do.
It Porsche? Didn't have electric cars.
You had
way back
electric.
In the day?
You had steam. I mean, they were looking at all kinds of technologies back then. But you know, gas was cheap, so it won.
Yes, it did. Gas not so cheap now, that's going to hurt President Trump in the midterms at least a little bit. I'm hoping that it doesn't, but I think it will have some effect. And when he did do the speech yesterday, he did come out and say, you know, that things probably wouldn't be settled with Iran until after the midterms. Again, could have been a little strategy involved there because Iran wants to play a game where they stretch this out, hope he loses. Well, he loses Republican support in the midterms. And then they'll be able to kind of go back to business as usual. And maybe that'll give them just enough of a little comfort zone to where Trump will be able to strategically do something that will change the situation for the better for us and for the people of Iran, not for the betterment of the regime. So that would be the hope there. President Trump also... his political operation has begun pouring money into the midterm elections. That's important, too. Booking at least $47 million in television ads through a new super PAC tied to his roughly $400 million war chest. The reservations placed Tuesday and Wednesday by a group called No Going Back PAC Incorporated marked the biggest midterm expenditure yet. Drawn from the stockpile, Republicans spent months questioning whether Trump would ever deploy. The New York Times reported that the group is financially backed by MAGA Inc., Trump's main super PAC, according to two people who spoke on the condition of anonymity to disclose the private spending plans. Yeah, again, strategy being employed so that he will have a war chest full of money in what will be a huge battle in the midterms. So he's going to need all the firepower he can muster. He's going to have to motivate people to get to the polls. He said it last night. Hey, you got to act like I'm on the ballot.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I am on the ballot. He said, I'm on the ballot.
And lefty heads exploded.
Yes.
Just by speaking those mere words.
Yeah. Yeah. I think later he said, I'm not, I know I can't run for a third term, but I've decided to, like a football player, just extend my existing contract. You like that one?
I like that.
So he's not, no, I'm not doing a third term. I'm just going to continue my second term for an 8-year period.
Yeah, but you know, you say that jokingly. You remember after the first term, literally Nancy Pelosi said we'd have to go remove him from the White House because he won't leave. I'm like, she said that out loud. I couldn't believe it.
They almost had to remove Joe Biden. It's not because he wouldn't leave. It's because he couldn't leave.
Well, he tried, Bob. He just got lost a few times. It's a big house, you know?
Well, as long as there's a bunny rabbit around, somebody will be able to point Joe Biden in the right direction.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome, my friends. It is 8:16 now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Captain Chris Sims, Alachua County Sheriff's Office. What is going on there? We'll get the information straight from him coming up on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Mo' money. President Trump. Spreading out the gold. Spreading out the wealth. Yeah, wealth redistribution. Done right. $4,000 in every adult's hands if the Republicans can win in the midterms and retain the House and Senate. Do you think that's a good idea? Does it sound like socialism? Is he, you know, stealing from Peter to pay Paul? Mm-hmm. We already have. I lost track how many trillions of dollars in debt we are. On its surface, I love it. I love the fact that he's going to give everybody this dividend. It would have a stimulating effect in the economy. I am sure of that. However, remember, when you do a stimulus like that, you could also raise inflation. And the Fed is already talking about possibly raising the rates. Now, remember, this wouldn't happen until after the midterms, if it happens at all. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how many lefty judges, if they can stand up and stop him from being able to do that, how many of them will attempt to do just that?
Oh, they'll be lined up. They'll have them all ready to go.
But you can listen to President Trump in his own words in a speech last night in Texas, getting everybody fired up. This is what he said.
I will issue a dividend to every adult citizen in the United States of America for $5,000.
Trump made the promise in what he called maybe the best part of his keynote address at the Republican National Convention in Dallas. And for those of you who haven't been, you know, paying attention and you're going, wait, midterm? Not Republican. You don't have a national convention. You just do that every 4 years. Nope. Now with President Trump here, he knows he's got to get everybody fired up. He's got to get the Republicans and the independents on board. And if a pep rally, so to speak, helps, then by golly, that's what he's going to do. He's going to do it again tonight, as a matter of fact. He is supposed to speak along with J.D. Vance as well. He said if the Republicans win the House of Representatives and the United States Senate, both of them, because of our tremendous economic success, like in history, we've never had anything like what's happening. but because our tremendous strength and success economically, I will issue a dividend to every adult citizen in the U.S. for $5,000. A dividend. It is interesting that he uses that kind of language. So you're saying, look, because of the investments being made by the economic opportunities that are coming to fruition, we can afford to give Americans a dividend. I like the way he thinks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he'll actually be able to pull it off. Very much like a successful company will do a cash distribution to its shareholders, or like last year when I gave our great members of the military $1,776. Remember that? You know, until he said it again, I forgot all about it. Do you know why we forget about good things that Trump does? Because the mainstream media never wants to talk about it. Now, they're going to talk about this $5,000 thing, and they'll tell you all the reasons why constitutionally he can, why legally he shouldn't, why ethically he shouldn't, why from a fiduciary responsibility standpoint, all of that stuff. Now, they would never question and slice and dice a Democrat's philosophy for a giveaway in the same manner, of course.
Well, that's the platform for the Democrats is handouts.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
And we know that. So, yeah, once again, they'll run cover for the left.
Oh, yeah.
While at the same time attacking President Trump and his policies and anything else that they can. But look, he's made it clear. Now it's going to be up to the American people. His vision is one that really hasn't changed. Strong borders, lower taxes, and no crime. And you know what? Has he not delivered on all those? He has. Here's the one thing he hasn't delivered on. He didn't deliver on keeping us out of foreign entanglements. He didn't.
Right.
I acknowledge that. He has to acknowledge that. He felt like the threat that Iran posed was larger and more important to be dealt with than to worry about his political future. That's once again being called a statesman, not a politician, not a partisan. He did what he felt was a right thing for the short and long-term viability of America and Americans. And that's why he acted in that way. But let's not lose sight of the things that he's actually accomplished.
Right.
From day one. And by the way, he is also working on a plan to try to make the border secure and the whole idea of that permanent, so that the next Joe Biden can't come in with a real pen or an auto pen and undo all the executive orders and open the border wide open again. And trust me, if the Democrats have that opportunity, they absolutely will do that. They don't care. They didn't care about all the detrimental things that occurred during the last time they did it. They're not going to care about it in the upcoming opportunity. They didn't care that more fentanyl was coming in, killing more Americans. They didn't care that it was also letting in rapists and murderers. They didn't care. They don't care. Okay? They support sanctuary cities. They like sanctuary cities more than they like cops.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
Yep.
And remember when they laughed at Trump when he said, look, these countries are literally emptying their prisons and insane asylums and sending their people here, which is why we do a story literally almost every day about someone who's been shipped in. We've shipped them out two or three times, and they've either taken lives of Americans or injured them in some way. We see it every single day. We're still paying that price.
Yeah, and couldn't you imagine if Democrats get back in power and they open things back up?
No.
I mean, all our problems will just once again then be multiplied exponentially.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We've already let gangs in. We don't know. There's sleeper cells in gangs that have made their way in. We have no idea. We don't know if they have plans to work together, whether it's some criminal activity or whether it's terroristic activity or maybe a combination of both. Maybe it is fraudulent behavior, stealing from the government, and funding terrorist-type activities and behaviors. But wait, no, that's a stretch. That would never happen. You wouldn't get members of Al-Shabaab receiving money that's coming out of, say, like Minneapolis, Minnesota, from the Somali community ripping off the government. That would never happen.
Well, except when it did.
That's got to be like conspiratorial type stuff,
yeah,
right?
Where's the aluminum foil?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No aluminum foil. Remember Canada?
Oh man, bummer.
Yeah, you almost forgot about that.
Yeah, we'll get some from Reynolds in North Carolina.
You got that. Okay. And you also have the, you know, Ziploc bags.
That's true, Joe.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Thank goodness, right? 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And the Florida Gators getting ready to take the field again on Saturday. I'll catch you up with all of that. Your top stories, headlines, and more on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Gators taking on Campbell in the Swamp, 5:30 game time. The Gators could be 2-0 after this game. Never want to count the chickens before they're hatched, but it's looking pretty darn good. Speaking of football, Seahawks beat the Patriots last night 13-10. And tonight, the 49ers and the Rams go at it. 8:35, they'll be playing down under. Yeah, they're coming to us from Australia. Also, Florida A&M is taking on Miami Hurricanes. That's tonight at 8 o'clock as well. Lots of people excited about President Trump and his promise for $5,000, a dividend of $5,000 for every adult American. If the Democrats win the House and the Senate in the midterms.
Right.
So, there's definitely a catch to it, and there's definitely by design. So, if you'd like the $5,000, better get out and vote. If you want the $5,000, you better vote for Republicans, because that's what it's based on. Is that, I wonder constitutionally how that will be challenged, and trust me, it will be challenged
big time. Yeah,
it's kind of like, well, you can't pay people to vote, not legally, although they've done things like that for years, you know, on much smaller scales. But it's not ethical. You're not supposed to do it. And they used to call it buying someone's vote, although you never really were guaranteed,
right?
As long as the election is, you know, it is a secret as to who you're voting for, you come out of there and go, yep, I sure did. Voted for old Jimmy again. All right, man, here's your here's your pint of rot gut whiskey there. Thank you. Good doing business with you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so is it Trump taking a page out of that old
I don't
that old
know.
Page?
I guess perspective is everything, right?
Yeah. Well, look, the midterms, we've talked about it. Everybody's talked about it. It's critical. Is it critical? It's very critical. Is it very, very critical? Yes. It's super duper critical. How about that?
Uh-huh.
Are people not enjoying the fact that we have strong borders now? Are they not? Do they realize that Trump lowered our taxes and tax rate and, you know, lowered taxes for Social Security recipients and for people that, you know, receive tips? I mean, all that's all real. That's all factual. People want to give all that back. What about the crime rates?
Oh, man.
Can you imagine? We see in blue cities and even blue states where crime rates are through the roof because of sanctuary policies, one, because of an anti-cop mentality, two.
Right.
So when you put that together, that's a recipe for disaster. Are there really enough Americans who want to spread that kind of misery around to everyone else? Really? I don't know what it is. Are they saying, well, no, we're looking at the bigger picture. We want free health care. You mean you want government health care?
Right.
It's a big difference.
Now, wait a minute. Are these the same people that would complain about the $5,000 that are wanting all the handouts? They voted for Mom Donnie so they could get cheap groceries at the New York City grocery store. I mean, do they want it both ways? And what's the deal here?
Well, yeah, they want to make sure that somebody else is paying for all the things that they want.
Right.
They, for whatever reason, don't think they should have to work hard for it or don't want to compete or don't think they can compete in a capitalist society where it's incumbent on the individual to take advantage of the opportunities that are provided through capitalism and then earn capital. What you do with that capital is up to you. Some people save. Some people reinvest. Some people, you know, they'll buy stuff when everybody else is selling, and then they'll sell when the prices all go up and, you know, people have to buy. So, you know, that you have lots of choices. You have opportunities. You have a lot of freedom. Freedom for a lot of people isn't, you know, we found that out culturally around the world.
Right.
You make people free and they're like, yeah, now what do I do? Well, enjoy it. Enjoy your freedom. You don't have to spend it worrying about what you can and can't do. You can do whatever you want. There's still legal limits, but by and large, your life is not really controlled. So go get them, tiger, kind of thing. Ooh, well. You know what it's like? It's like maybe a puppy,
okay?
Of course, the puppy doesn't like to go into the cage, but once the puppy gets used to being kenneled, they actually like that. That's their domicile. That's their home. That's their safety net. They don't need to be in the big, wide open, especially when, you know, if they're napping. They want that security that that smaller space provides.
Right.
Perhaps that's the mindset of a lot of people, that, oh, they just want this little bit of security. The freedom part's not important to them. So they want a little bit of security. I just want to know that the government's going to give me my health care. The government's going to give me food stamps. The government will give me reduced, price on housing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the government will provide. And I'll just be happy with that because it's a sure thing because it's scary out there in the big, bad job world.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think we forget that a lot of the world, because we, a couple of 150 years ago, fought for freedoms, we do forget in the current America mentality, the rest of the world isn't necessarily like that. They didn't experience that maybe thousands of years ago, but they don't have the freedoms. We think of Europe and Australia. They're really not like us. They're just really not.
No, we were considered an experiment, and what made it really special was because we were colonies, we were way over here, and they were way over there.
Right.
And so you really got a sense of and a taste of freedom like they had never had before. What do you mean? I can purchase this thing. The guy who's selling it said I can make payments to him and I could own this little shop. Yeah, really own it. Yeah, I couldn't own anything back in Europe. Yeah, we know. That's what makes America different. And so they got the real taste of real freedom. Now, you got to remember the other side of it. They didn't have that security of all their food being provided.
Right.
People starved. You know, people died. They had to learn that this freedom also comes with a great deal of responsibility. And you've got a plan. You can't just wake up in the morning and go, I'm free. I'm going to go run around the woods today. Really? Have you figured out where you're going to get fresh water? What you're going to eat? Have you established a shelter that is sound with the coming weather changes? You know, people had to start planning, but they were still free. They could do it how they wanted. They could do it when they wanted, but they were still free. And I think maybe there's some people that they take it for granted that, of course, they're free, but yet they want to model and change our government toward governments that are not as caring for the individuals. They always start out as saying they're going to take care of you. That's how they get in power. They're always going to lie. They're going to use deceit and deception to gain power. They're not doing it for the, wow, that's just a really good human with a really big heart, and he's going to really, or she is going to just make things better for everybody. People that are that motivated that can make a difference, unfortunately, are motivated maybe by things that we don't like greed and power. You know, oh, these are the people that can make it happen. Well, it goes back to the old adage, you know. Remember, a government that is big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take everything you have. But they forget about that second half of that equation. I want a government that's big enough to give me whatever I need.
Sure. Sounds good.
Just remember the price that comes with.
Mm-hmm.
And because America is great and the land of opportunity, you don't know what your situation is today, what it may be tomorrow, through hard work, even through luck, through happenstance, whatever. Most Americans have climbed their way financially through the years, certainly through the generations, but even through the years. And all of a sudden, you'll wish you had that freedom because things would be going a lot better for you than they were when you just yearned for a little something and a little bit of security. All right. Today does mark the one-year anniversary of the murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. But he will not be forgotten. His legacy lives on. And we'll talk about some of that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's 8:46. Happy Thursday, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome, my friends. 8:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Thursday. Almost there. We're going to make it to the weekend because we have so much to look forward to. I mean, heck, tonight you've got 49ers at Rams playing tonight, 8:35. You've got Florida A&M taking on the Miami Hurricanes tonight at 8. We've got the Gators. We're all ready for that on Saturday, 5:30 in the Swamp, taking on Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
Ben Shelton, U.S. Open, taking on Francis Tiafoe. That's on Friday. Coco Gauff advances, and now she'll face number one Elena Rybakina. That Coco Gauff, man, she had a tough. There's been a lot of come from behind tough matches in the U.S. Open. It really is
big time.
It is good stuff. So yeah, if you get a chance, you know, you might want to watch some of that. Just an idea for you. All right, what else is going on? President Trump, big speech last night. Going to give everybody $5,000 if you if you play along and you vote and the Republicans win. So a little incentive.
Oh, yeah, I'll take it.
Don't know if he can actually pull that off, but it sounds very interesting. But he did remind us, too, that, you know, there are other things that the president has already delivered on. And one of them clearly has to do with the price of pharmaceuticals.
And we will make our most favored nation agreements on prescription drug prices permanent, which reduces your prescription drug prices by up to 90%.
That's real savings, real money in your pocket. The lefty media, not going to spend any time on anything positive, even though they should. I, you know, don't even give Trump credit for it. Just make sure that the American people know that we're, you know, that you have somebody, well, that these things are working for the American people, for everybody,
right.
But especially for people who are having difficulty affording some of these prescriptions. So it is, once again, excellent news. Also, speaking of Trump, $47 million, some folks had let out that he is going to be spending, or at least from his super PAC, the money that he has control over, for what looks like it'll be some advertising campaigns for the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
They were wondering when he was going to start spending the money. Of course, several candidates wanted him to spend it earlier so that they could get past the primaries.
Right.
But I think he, you know, thought, no, I'm going to, the midterms is when we really, really need the push. So let's focus on that. And that seems to be kind of the strategy and the direction they're going. Meanwhile, you've got that a big fat slob pig of a man, J.B. Pritzker.
I knew who you were going to talk about before you even got to his name.
It's interesting, isn't it? And you can care. I do not care for this guy.
No.
Him, his policies, his smug and arrogant attitude.
Mm-hmm.
He is a loser. It is sad that the folks in Illinois want him or did want him to be their governor.
Oh, it's awful.
This guy is, well, the nicest thing I could say about him, he's a jerk.
Yeah, I'd say that. Yeah.
Nice thing.
I mean, the things that he, the things that his agenda pushed, I mean, anti-law enforcement, no bail. I mean, it just went down the wrong direction every opportunity that he had.
Yeah. And he's very anti-gun.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have cops and you don't have bail. What do you have? A lot of bad guys. And even the citizens, if they want to protect themselves, they make it very, very difficult for them to do that.
Yep.
So here's his new one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. President Donald Trump, he's going to send ICE and Border Patrol agents wearing camouflage uniforms and carrying automatic weapons. He's going to send them to all the polling places. Look, he's already sent troops into American cities. We, of course, took him to court in Illinois and won all the way to the Supreme Court. We won in the Supreme Court to prevent him from sending the National Guard into our streets. Folks, Chicago is one of the highest crime rates, one of the highest areas where you get shot or murdered. And President Trump offered them help, wanted to actually help them. And they said no. What does that tell you about how much they care about their constituents? They don't. He did that in Minnesota. This is Pritzker talking about Trump. As to the elections, he can still call out ICE and Border Patrol.
Okay.
And he went into that. Yeah. And so he's fighting against Trump and feeling like he is some kind of warrior.
No.
But who are you really fighting for? You're not fighting for the people of Illinois.
Mm-mm.
You're fighting for criminals. You're fighting for sanctuary. You're fighting against the Second Amendment. And you're pretty proud of yourself. Yeah.
That's just sad.
Isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it pathetic?
Actually, Donnie has some input on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet GMC Skylines this morning.
Hey, Donnie, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, you know, J.B. Pritzker's down in Texas to counter-program the convention. And yesterday I heard him give Democrats credit for passing the Civil Rights Act, the Voter Rights Act. And, of course, there's no pushback on it. And I know he thinks he's going to be president or is going to run for president, you know, because he's had his stomach stapled shut like Chris Christie did when he ran. But I wonder how it's going to play with the Democrat Party when they find out that he's of the Jewish persuasion in a primary.
Ooh, bit of a quandary, huh? Hmm. Well, we see the direction of the Democrat Party has become extremely anti-Semitic. Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one. Hey, appreciate you weighing in. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 9 o'clock stretch up next with special guest Captain Chris Sims from Alachua County Sheriff's Office. 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.